What do you think of the Beauty and the Beast remake?
It's a cash-in.
Yeah, that's what it is.
No, they're just going to make a live-action version of every animated film and make more money.
They don't need to remake Beauty and the Beast. I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to make it better than the animated version? I have no desire for that. Like, was this the way the movies were always meant to be seen? Like, live-action... Oh, live-action Cinderella, finally! You know, it's like, I can finally see Cinderella in person. Like, I don't get it. I don't get the appeal. I mean, maybe if the movie, like, wasn't very good in the first place... But then it kind of raises the question, like, why even remake something?
You know,
that wasn't good?
It's a good point, because I think there's some merit in reimagining something that everyone knows in a slightly different way. But this looks like a very, like, shot for shot, beat for beat. Like, all the designs are very similar. They're just kind of more like, you know, you have to be a little more realistic. It's not a cartoon.
I actually think the designs kind of look unappealing to me. I don't know. They're not really working for me. I don't know.
But if it's a hit, you can count on every other animated film getting a live-action remake.
Well, I think we're past that point. Disney's been doing this for a couple of years now, and it's been pretty successful. So.
Which other ones did they do?
They did, like, well, they had Maleficent, which was, like...
Yeah.
Like,
But that was still, like, it was still, like, a spinoff. It was, like, its own thing, right? It wasn't just
a
remake
of Sleeping
Beauty.
Yeah, it wasn't a remake of Sleeping Beauty. It was kind of, like, from the point of view of Maleficent, and you could understand her more now, because there's... I don't know, some backstory there.
Yeah.
There was, like, The Jungle Book. There was...
You're right.
Which already did have a live-action version in the 90s. I remember that. there was Pete's Dragon. They've announced a bunch of them. Like,
you're right.
They should do a live-action Cars. That's something that we should see. Right? The giant eyeballs. Like... They're all, like, shiny and have, like, little tiny veins, you know, because they got to make them fit the real world.
Yeah, that would be very ambitious.
Tiny veins, big tongues.
They have to genetically engineer these creatures and then train them to act.
Speaking of that, have you seen the Cars 3 trailer?
No.
You haven't seen the Cars 3 trailer?
No, let's watch it.
You should watch it. It might not be what you're expecting. Type in Cars 3 teaser trailer. I think it's, like, the very first...
Okay, this is my reaction to watching the Cars 3 trailer, and right. we'll put it on here.
Yeah. Put it on. Don't look it in the comments.
Okay, it says Disney. The crowd is cheering. Oh, there's racing cars.
Oh, yeah.
Cars are going really fast. They're zooming by. I hear the crowd cheering. More racing. More racing. McQueen? Oh, uh-oh. Did Lightning just crash?
Oh, Lightning. Lightning, what happened?
He's dead! They killed him!
That's it.
Well, I mean, that looks nice. The graphics are nice. From this moment, everything will change.
Everything will change, Chris.
Oh, he's not a racer anymore.
Makes you say, Dadgum!
Yeah. Well, alright, I mean... That looks a lot better than Cars 2.
It was a little bit of a different trailer, huh?
Yeah, I'll take that. I think it's trying to sell the characters of Cars a little harder than they deserve. Like, you know, it's not like this great cast of characters where we really care about Lightning McQueen's career, you know? I'm on board. I think it could... be a watchable movie, perhaps, if they actually have a good script.
It's coming out in a couple months, so I guess we'll find out.
Oh, it's that soon? Gee.
Yeah.
I don't.
That's the Pixar movie this year.
That is the Pixar movie this year?
That is the Pixar movie for this century. Yep. Actually, no. The Pixar movie for this century is Incredibles 2 next year.
Oh, yeah.
That is what I'm excited for.
Definitely.
Tale as old as time.
Are they back to a single Pixar movie per year now?
Or
are they still going to do two a year every other year?
The two a year. You know what? I think we might be getting two this year. I think it might be Coco as well as Cars 3. Let me see.
Oh, okay.
Coco release date is this year, actually. November 22nd, 2017. Okay, so yeah, still two Pixar movies. That's the plan, anyway. The plan. Certain as the sun.
Sun is fairly certain.
Rises in the east. Tale as old as time.
Song as old as...
Song as old as...
Rhyme.
Is it rhyme?
Yeah.
Rhyme. Beauty and the Beast. Yeah, it's a pretty good movie. It's a pretty good movie. Got a lot to live up to.
When I rewatched it a few years ago, I thought the Gaston elements were pretty cartoonish. I actually didn't like it as much as I thought I would.
That's funny.
You saw it recently, right?
Oh, I see Beauty and the Beast all the time.
Oh, really?
It's a fantastic film. I have no qualms with it.
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't seen it in a while, but when I saw it like 5 years ago or something, I was like, yeah, it's not really that good.
What? The heck,
I'm sorry, that was my feeling. I'll watch it again, but that was my feeling. It was just kind of goofy.
I've never met anybody who did not like that movie. I've never met anyone.
Actually, when I saw it in theaters, I didn't even like it that much. It was kind of dark and like, I don't know.
Well, like, you know, it has light and shadow, like all of life.
I guess.
There's only one flaw with Beauty and the Beast. In the song Be Our Guest, Lumiere says, 10 years we've been rusting! So they've been in the castle for 10 years, right? There've been these mechanisms. And yet, Mrs. Potts has this little baby. His name is Chip, right? His name is Chip. And he's less than 10, okay? So the Beast needs to fall in love before his, like, 18th birthday, okay? Which means he's aging. So they got cursed, and they're aging. So Chip is less than 10, which means Chip never was a boy. He was a cup. So who's Chip's father, right? So I was talking to Sarah about this. We decided Chip's father has to be the coffee maker. The coffee maker is Chip's father. But it's not an enchanted coffee maker. It's just a regular coffee maker. So at the end, Chip turns into a boy, but he shouldn't. He should turn into nothing. He should remain a cup or turn into, like, maybe that's his new curse, is that he's now a boy and he can't pour tea for anyone anymore because he lost that ability. He had to have been birthed as a cup because the timeline doesn't match up otherwise. Because the 10 years they've been rusting and he's less than 10. He's like probably 6 or 7. He doesn't know what love is. Mrs. Potts is like, I'll tell you when you're older. And she scoots him into the cupboard, you know? That's the only flaw with Beauty and the Beast. It's a good movie otherwise, though.
Okay, well, I'll keep that in mind next time I watch it.
LeFou. So LeFou was too cartoony for you, it sounds like.
Yeah, maybe.
Gosh, it disturbs me. He says, gosh, it disturbs me.
I mean, I remember liking his part in that song. I like that song a lot, because I don't know if you know this, but I played Gaston in my third grade presentation of Beauty and the Beast.
I think I remember you mentioning that. That's pretty funny.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's a fun role.
Yeah. All the ladies liked me back then.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Yep.